This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Vo'ira. And of course, we begin with the Arba Lashonos of Geula, the four languages of redemption. May we experiencing them in our times as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, Vo'tzeisi v'yitzalti v'galti v'lakachti eschem li la'am, that I will take them for me as a nation. Now, the people were able to listen and hear Aaron up until then, and then all of a sudden, they were not able to hear Moshe and Aaron. What changed? Why all of a sudden are they unable to hear? So Rav Yashuv Zatzal once quipped that when Moshe Rabbeinu came with a message of obligation, that I will take you for me as a nation, and you will be for and I will be for you as a God, it became too hard for them to listen. Sometimes we have to understand that there's a two-way street going on over here, that we have a responsibility to walk and to proceed with that two-way street, and we have to do something about ourselves in order for us to be able to function. But of course, as we said, Lo Shamu al Moshe Mikotzer Ruach, they were not able to hear Moshe Rabbeinu because of the shortness of their spirit. They were unable to hear. And also because of the hard work, because of the Avodah Kasha. So Rav Amital Zatzal explained that in order for words of Torah to penetrate, we need a certain degree of openness. We can listen to Sichot, and we can learn tremendous amounts, but we need divine assistance for the message to pervade us and allow us to grow. And that's what we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Hu yiftach libeinu b'saraso, b'yasim b'libeinu avoso v'yiraso, that may HaKadosh Baruch Hu open our hearts with this Torah and place in our hearts love and fear of Shamayim. Not only do we need to be open to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words penetrate our heart, we need to open our heart in order to listen to Him with sincerity. One of the great problems that we seem to be having in our lives today is that the idea of psichas halev, the opening of a heart, seems to be something that has been proving unbelievably elusive all over the place. And the Torah tells us that as things were going on, Moshe ben Shmonim Shana, v'Aaron ben Shalosh Shmonim Shana, that Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old, Aaron was 83 years old, and after all the genealogy and everything else, the Torah wants us to understand this. Now, why do we need to know how old Moshe and Aaron were? So Saratskin explains that in the eye of the Torah, there is never any time for retirement. Jews don't retire. When it comes to the needs of Am Yisrael, we continue working. And so therefore, the fact that we have so many Gedolei Torah who continue to function, even in their late 70s and 80s, is something that's absolutely tremendous and has been the source of tremendous inspiration. We're, of course, told about all the different makos, first the makah of Dam, and then the makah of Tzvardeh, and we're told about Talat Tzvardeh, and the commentaries explain that a single frog was the one that emerged, but the more that people hit them, the more that they multiplied. Now, why would someone bother to continue beating something that became worse each time it was beaten? So in a famous comment, the Stipler Zatzal explained that this demonstrates the power of anger to us. The more we take our anger out, the worse off we become, and the more destructive the activities we engage in are for us. Sometimes on all sides of a spectrum, sometimes we just respond, and then we get clapped, and then someone claps back, and then there's a clap again. We have to be careful. Sometimes that all that does is create a lot of croaking, and not necessarily something positive. We're told Derech Shloshes Yamim Nelech Bamidbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu offered Paro, give us a chance to go into the Midbar for 3 days. Now, why was it mutter for Moshe Rabbeinu to lie to Paro? So Mari Virabi Rav Shechter used to tell us, Shalita, that giving a slave his religion is the same thing as giving him his freedom. And that's why we note that Hashem wants us to be His slave, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, and not avadim la'avadim. There is a certain understanding that comes along with that responsibility. We know that the makah of Shchin was on the people and on the animals. And while we can understand why the people got the makah, what did the animals do? So Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, Zecher Tzadik Livrach, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, explained that in both of these makos, Paro had just noted that his heart became kaved, where it became heavy, which comes from the word kavod or honor. And Rav Henkin suggests that Hashem wanted Paro and the Mitzrayim to know that they might think they are so special, but they're not any more important in Hashem's eyes than the animals, right? They are no greater, no better. Then we get to the Makkah of Bara. We're told Hayarius Devar Hashem Avdei Paro. Somebody who had a fear of heaven, of the word of Hashem from Avdei Paro. Now, which Egyptian said Yerushalayim? So Rav David Pavarsky Zatzal explained that to see things straight is not a challenge. Even the Egyptians were able to see what was coming. The bigger issue is what you're going to do because of it. And the Egyptians couldn't understand that. And in our galus, we sometimes have a hard time knowing what to do as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that wisdom within the process to know how to proceed. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read that Bekapsius Beis Yisrael Min Ha'amim Asher Nafotsu Bam Benikdash Dibam Leinei Agoyim, that the Navi Yechezkel knows that there'll no longer be a Silon Mamir for Bnei Yisrael and a painful for him. And they'll know that Ani Hashem, when I gather Bnei Yisrael from the nations, and I will be sanctified before them, and they'll live in the land which I gave to Avdi Yaakov, that I gave to Yaakov. So the great Rosh Kolel, Rav Yosef Carmel, Rav Carmel Shalita, noted that this Nevuah contrasts with that of Yirmiyahu offered at the same time. That in regard to Nevuah, we begin with Nevuah, we begin with the two things, sees things similarly. Yirmiyahu, he saw a similar imagery to Yechezkel of planting vineyards and living in security. And Yechezkel also uses the very strong and rare language to get his idea across, because according to Targum Yonasan, the word Silon means a corrupt king, and Rashi explains that Mamir means a painful affliction, as opposed to Tzaras. So Targum Yonasan explains Shatim as people who plunder, and Rashi explains it means those who degrade their victims. So to summarize, according to Rav Carmel, the approaches of both in the future, Bnei Yisrael will escape exceptional oppression, and will be fortunate to live in the security in their land. Rav Carmel adds that we've witnessed our population becoming among the most affluent in the world. And while 75 years ago we were kotzim in the eyes of the nations, we are now able to turn things around. We stand out among our neighbors as a uniquely talented nation. Those who, by the way, want to destroy us, and those who still want to oppress us, have experienced great destruction as well. The interest of so many nations to get to see and take part in our success is part of the prophecy of Yechezkel and Yirmiyahu. And may we have great success and succeed in being an Or LaGoyim. May HaKadosh Baruch give us that opportunity. May we experience it. Below al yedei yisurim, v'chalo imraim, Shabbat shalom to all.